We are at the Avalon, Boulder's new venue for social dance. Preparations are underway for tonight's swing dance with the Hot Tomatoes Dance Orchestra. The Avalon building contains a large ballroom with a cushioned dance floor, a kitchen for the preparation of refreshments, and multiple dance practice spaces. The Avalon facility is operated in cooperation with the Village Arts Coalition to facilitate the participatory arts in Boulder, including a wide variety of dance events. Jim Borzum has the main ballroom at the Avalon reserved tonight. Tell us about the dance tonight. What's going on?
Oh, we've got one of our once-a-month swing dances with live music. We've got one of Colorado's top swing orchestras, the Hot Tomatoes, here. 9 pieces, grand piano, drums, a couple of saxes, brass, you know, the whole deal. People get to come in either casual attire or dressy attire. They get to hear live music. They get a one-hour dance lesson in swing. Get everybody comfortable, get people to meet each other. And then at 8 o'clock, we turn them loose on the band. And
so a dance lesson is always included?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want people to feel that they're okay, even if they haven't danced lately or haven't ever danced before. They come in, get the rudiments and a couple of moves, get to meet some folks.
Tell us a little bit about the ballroom. This is a special dance floor, as I understand it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Which was designed partly by you and others here in the Avalon, involved in the Avalon project?
That's right, yeah. Dance and music is not my only specialty. I'm an engineer, and I specialize in the acoustics of buildings, and I design many concert halls and theaters and schools of music around the U.S. and abroad. And therefore, I had a lot of experience with specialized floor systems. And we designed a cushioned oak floor here. So in addition to the traditional oak floor surface, there's cushioning underneath. So when you dance for hours on end, you don't get tired. Your knees don't hurt. It's really nice.
And what's the size of this dance floor? I mean, it looks pretty big.
5,000 square feet plus.
And this dance floor is not the only part of the Avalon facility. I mean, there are practice rooms as well, right?
We have a couple of temporary spaces set up for dance practice. We are on the verge of building another 2,700 square foot dance space in another part of this building. Yeah, and it is special in a lot of ways, not just the dance floor and our awesome audio system, but we have, you know, this community concept here where volunteers are building the space. Anybody can rent the space. Anybody can come. It's not a club. It's not exclusive. It's very inclusive.
So this is intended to be a broadly based community asset, really.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In addition to the vintage styles of dance that I do, there's, you know, contemporary dance. There's ballet in the North Studio right now. There are all kinds of crazy parties that go on over here. Last night there was a party, about 150 people here for a birthday, and they had live music, a couple of dance performances, mountains of food. It was really fun.
And there are other dance styles done in this ballroom as well, right?
Right. I run a waltz series. I run a vintage ballroom series. Wow.
We're tuning up the audio system,
yeah,
aren't
right.
we?
I run the New Year's Eve dance, which I've been running for 20 years in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And there's salsa on Thursdays. There's contemplative dance. There's new age dance.
Something called the tea dances that you're running once a month?
Once a month tea dances, that's right.
And you also have a live music for that dance as well?
The tea dance series has been running for 22 years now. And I have two different orchestras that specialize in the music of the 1910s and 1920s for the early phase of American ballroom dancing. Yeah, it's a real special aspect of dancing here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. You can't find that in very many other communities in the U.S.
You're about to do a dance lesson here shortly, I think,
yes,
right? So we don't have you for too long, but what if someone wants to learn to dance? How can the Avalon help? The Avalon project here helps someone get into dancing in whatever venue or style that they might be attracted to.
Well, most of the dances have a dance lesson preceding them. So all of my dances, the Wednesday Waltz series, the Vintage Tea Dance series on Sunday afternoons, the Saturday Night Swing Dance, we always have an hour lesson. Joseph's Salsa Dance every Thursday has lessons associated with it, several. And there are also specialized workshops for people who are really fanatical about dance.
Which might be a whole weekend, for example?
Right, like Richard Powers and Angela Amaryllis are coming in from Stanford, California, mm-hmm. in a 3 weeks from now to teach for a Saturday-Sunday weekend. Last weekend, the Scandinavian dancers had teachers from I don't know exactly where.
Somewhere in Scandinavia, somewhere I presume, Scandinavia, right? I see you've got quite a few people here on the dance floor now waiting for your lesson, so
that's right, 50
I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Jim Borsum has about 150 people on the dance floor for the swing dance lesson.
So the way I start my exercises in my classes is I say, a one, a two, a one, two, here we go. Side, side, push, pull, side, side, join in anytime you're ready. One, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, five, six. Two more times. And back step the one. Okay. All right, let's try that with some music here.
How are you doing with this lesson?
Oh, doing great. It's very exciting.
How are you doing?
Super.
You having a good time?
I am. Very good.
Are we making progress?
Yeah. Can't beat the price either.
How's this dance lesson going?
Oh, really well. Jim's a good teacher.
It's really fun.
You having a good time?
We get to dance with a lot of partners, so it's fun.
Pretty big crowd. Is it difficult in a crowd this big?
No, it's more fun. The energy gets up that way.
After an hour-long dance lesson, Jim turns the evening over to the Hot Tomatoes. How was the dance lesson?
Oh, great! We're having so much fun!
Did you enjoy the dance lesson?
Oh, very much so. This is a great place, and a lot of people are very excited and fun.
Did you like this band? You heard this
band
before?
I've heard of
the
Sweet
Corn
for years.
Yeah, we've heard about Hot Tomatoes for years and finally got to hear them tonight. This is our first time here.
Great, okay, thanks. Have a good time.
Thank you.
A couple of friends enjoying it.
Helena Palmer has prepared all the food, all the refreshments for this evening. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What do we have here? Just describe all these delectables.
Okay. All right.
And these don't come out at the beginning of the dance. They come out later, right?
Right. Because we want people to have energy before they start eating, because then they get tired as they eat a lot. So what we have here, we're going to have a baked brie today, and we have assorted cheese trays and pâtés, and we have gluten-free dessert tray, and we have olives and various dips with chips.
I see chocolate here as well.
Yes, chocolate is always here.
Always a favorite.
And we have vegetables cut up, and pineapple, and strawberries, and grapefruit with mint leaves from our backyard.
Oh.
So there is plenty to eat.
What sort of things to drink?
I think they're serving punch today.
And water, I suppose.
And water, yeah.
Swing dancing can be a little bit
Yeah, they're not coffee crowd or wine crowd. They're just busy dancing.
And all of this food that I see here, and I'm looking at a table that's easily 10 feet long, 10 or 12 feet long, this is all prepared by volunteers. You had a legion of volunteers.
Yes,
early
a lot
evening,
of stuff
right?
I prepared at home. Like one of the unusual things today is grapefruit rinds that I dip in chocolate, in dark chocolate.
Mm.
And that's kind of my signature when I have a lot of time on my hands, as it's time consuming. Mm-hmm. I will prepare that.
And I think what you had maybe half a dozen people helping with
everything
early tonight. Okay, well, I'm sure everybody will be quite satisfied. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
We're with Susie Reiser, longtime dancer at the Avalon Ballroom and Jim's partner in the dance lesson. How was the lesson?
Oh, lesson was great. Absolutely jam-packed with happy people.
What does the Avalon mean to you and your husband too, Kurt? You both dancers for a long time.
We are, and I love this place because I think the biggest thing about it is the social community. It's a very warm, welcoming environment. People mix around and dance with each other. It's not critical. It's not codified. It's very relaxing. It's just a wonderful, warm place to be.
And you guys come up from Denver.
We drive up from Denver, and we're probably here sometimes two or three times a week.
So you're serious dancers.
We just love it.
In more than one venue, I take it. I mean, not just swing dancing.
Right. We also attend the waltz nights, which those are Wednesdays twice a month. They're just lovely, lovely nights. You walk away feeling so comfortable. It's a nice midweek break. And we also come up for the Ragtime Era Tea Dances, which have lovely live music, and people like to dress up. It's a very nice Sunday afternoon.
Well, you're dressed in a beautiful blue dress. I know you make some of your own clothes, I think, and you're particularly interested in vintage wear of various kinds.
I love vintage clothing. The dress I have on is a 1950s blue silk dress. And
did you make this one?
I did not. It's a dress that I bought from a vintage store. And there are a number of us who enjoy just dancing in fun dresses, and we like old clothes, so we fix them up and wear them.
There are a variety of workshops at the Avalon. Have you done some of those?
Yes, I have. I've been to a number of workshops here. Richard Powers, who comes out from Stanford to teach. Ari Levitt, who came in from Seattle, does some wonderful swing and waltz fusion dancing. I've taken Balboa classes here.
And you're fortunate to have a husband who likes to dance as well.
I guess I'm a lucky girl that way.
That's not normal, I think, is it?
There are a fair number of couples out here, but an awful lot of people come as singles, and it's very welcoming for that. We all change partners.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
We've got Jack LaForte with us. He's playing saxophone with the Hot Tomatoes tonight. You guys having a good time?
I've been with the band about 24 years.
My goodness. And you play more than just sax, I noticed, right?
Played sax, played clarinet, a little flute, and soprano sax.
Do the Hot Tomatoes like playing for a dance crowd?
Well, that's what we like best. We really do. We like playing for a dance crowd because that's really our style, playing for dancing. We have played for concerts, and when we're playing for concerts, 9 times out of 10, a great number of those who are just listening will get up and be dancing because it's that type of music we play is danceable music.
You guys, your heritage is in the big band era.
That's right.
What kind of tunes do you like to play the most?
Well, we like to play Count Basie, that's Harry James, those kind of tunes, you know, that back in the 30s and 40s. And not too much in the 50s, but a little bit of the 50s.
Those are all good dance tunes.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Did you play the old Trocadero Ballroom in Denver when it was open?
I played the Trocadero Ballroom. I played the Trocadero was in the Lakeside, I believe.
Yeah, I think at Elitch.
No. El Patio was at Lakeside. El Patio Ballroom. Trocadero was at Elitch's.
Oh right. Okay. Right.
Yes.
Right.
And yeah. I played the ballroom at Fifth and Broadway too. I can't remember the name of the ballroom, but it'd been there years and years. In fact, I was playing there when I was still in high school.
So you've been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So how does the Avalon compare to those old ballrooms?
The Avalon's a wonderful, wonderful ballroom, and the people who dance here are just marvelous, yourself included.
You think?
Yes. And we know so many of these people from past years, the Hot Tomatoes. They followed the Hot Tomatoes. Just so many people.
How long have the Hot Tomatoes been a band?
Approximately 28 years.
And tonight you're playing in what, a 9-piece configuration?
9-piece band. 3 saxophones, one trombone, 2 trumpets, mm-hmm. and full rhythm section, which is bass, piano, and drums.
And then you're singing.
I'm singing, and Dave Wisk is singing.
And Dave is singing.
And
okay.
Kevin Bollinger is singing, and Charlie Smith is singing. We have 4 singers in the band. But they're the real singers. When they find a dumb song, they say, let LaForte sing it. I sing the dumb song, like, there ain't nobody here but the chickens, choo-choo-cha-boogie, and let me tell you about a girl I know. She's my baby, and she lives next. You know, those kind of tunes.
Well, you do a good job.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. We just really enjoy playing at the Avalon. Oh, and look at the crowd we have tonight.
Yeah, probably 200 people.
Every time we come, and we have a marvelous crowd. And we'll be here next New Year's Eve also again.
Well, Jack LaForte, sax player, Hot Tomatoes, thanks so much for talking
to us. Well, thank you very much, buddy. I say tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got brown to dig, worms to scratch. Takes a lot of sitting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but the chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobba, 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 baby. Hit the hey, 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 boss man. What do you say? It's easy pickings. There ain't nobody here but the chickens. Nobody, baby. I mean nobody, yeah.
Chuck Palmer is the principal owner and operator of the Avalon Building on Arapahoe at 62nd Street. Chuck, what's the mission of the Avalon Project?
To provide a community dance space, not second fiddle to a banquet hall or a wedding place or a university function. Primary function is for social dancing and practice performance dancing. I'm in partner in owning the building with an organization called Village Arts Coalition. The goal for looking for this dance space is their goal, and I support that, and I purchased the building. They're slowly buying me out, so right now they're a 6% owner, but the goal is eventually it will become their building.
So has the goal of having a community dance facility been a long-term project in Boulder?
Yes, it has been, and there are some people who are long retired, but had models of what a community dance hall would look like. I got on the long-range planning committee of Village Arts Coalition looking at dance spaces. We looked at churches and other buildings and even building downtown at 9th and Canyon and got out of that and lucked into this building with a 33,000-square-foot building with 160 parking places on 2.4 acres. It was a perfect place. Good location, easy access off of Arapahoe. And good thing is it also has not many poles, so you don't have to dance around the maypole when you're trying to have a waltz.
So tell us about the facility. What's in the building now? I mean, what is serving the dance community right now?
Well, there's a 5,000-square-foot ballroom, which also has an 800-square-foot stage. There's a break room off of that, good to set up your refreshments and so on, either to serve in the break room or bring out onto the ballroom floor. We have plans for another roughly 3,000-square-foot dance hall, dance studio, and then the smaller dance studio, 900 square feet.
And there's a good sound system in the ballroom.
Excellent sound system, yes.
How did that happen?
Frank Vernon worked for an organization, and he was a sound engineer doing very high-end Library of Congress, football stadiums, and so on. And he got a very high-end sound system donated to us, probably $18,000 worth of equipment. And
This is an entirely nonprofit organization, right?
Right. Village Arts Coalition is nonprofit. The building as it currently stands is for-profit because we're a commercial ownership of a building. Over time, as VAC buys out the whole building from me because they are successful operations, and I'm on the VAC board, and so I am wearing two hats, being a VAC person who is the tenant of the ballroom. We rent the ballroom from the building, landlord, me, but then we rent it out to many different people at different nights. Thursday night, Joseph Snowhawk with salsa. Some Friday nights, contra dancing. Just last Saturday was a swing dance. That happens once a month. Lots of different functions, different people organizing these dances. Sometimes there's a quinceañera or a workshop weekend or, you know, special events. New Year's Eve is a special dance event.
There is a variety of building activity going on. This project's not finished, right?
Right.
And the plans you've mentioned, more dance space. Is all of the activity in terms of construction happening on the part of volunteers?
Most of it? We have a general contractor overseeing us to make sure we're being kosher, and then inspections and permits and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of volunteer hours. The floor is this, we built this over several weeks.
The 5,000 square foot
dance floor
in the main ballroom
is a sprung floor. It's a 3/4-inch thick rubber pads every 16 inches and two layers of plywood and hardwood on top. Everyone loves the
feel
of
that floor.
And the dance of the floor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that was all built, designed and built by volunteers, right?
Yes.
How do you think this facility contributes to the Boulder community?
Well, if we were in Denver or Fort Collins, we wouldn't be this. Village Arts Coalition wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Denver has many halls and facilities through numerous different organizations. Fort Collins has put their money, community money, into several different dance facilities that work very well for dance, and it's provided by the community. In Boulder, we relied heavily on the university because a lot of the smaller, older dance organizations started on campus, and the campus had lots of space. And
this was back in the 70s, maybe 70s, 60s, and 70s, yeah.
And many of the functions would happen on campus, and there was a lot of space. And what Boulder City was putting their money into was open space. So we put lots of money into open space.
And recreation centers.
Well, recreation centers, which have some rooms, but not that many rooms, not compared to Fort Collins or Denver. And all of a sudden, the university has gotten full to the seams. They obviously use their facilities for their functions first. So a non-affiliated dance organization really can't use the university. And there's not that many larger dance. There's a fair number of small studios around. But on the larger side, the 5,000 or 3,000 square foot space, slim pickings.
In other words, the UMC, the Glenn Miller Ballroom, is generally not available to organizations off campus.
You couldn't have a monthly dance there.
So the Avalon fills that need. I mean, in terms of spaces all the way from 5,000 square feet on down to a relatively small practice space?
Right.
Do you think having this facility available engenders a sense of community in Boulder?
It does for me. I really enjoy it. I used to drive to Fort Collins and Denver all the time, and now I'm satisfied with just driving out Arapaho and being here at the Avalon. Great dance space, and I don't have to drive as far.
Have you met a lot of new people?
I met my wife dancing. That's one way out. We didn't meet here. We were dancing in Denver at the time because there wasn't this Avalon Hall yet. But good place to meet. And there's a lot of crossover. Maybe you do salsa. Maybe you do tango. Maybe you do waltz. Maybe you do contra. And some people do several of those. And I met them over at this dance. And maybe you go out afterwards or go on a cross-country ski the next weekend. You always have to. It's a social event. So, yeah, you have that community feeling. And while you're dancing, the world goes away. What's happening on Wall Street or in Pakistan or whatever, it's not on your mind at that time. Your partner and the music is what's on your mind. So it's a escape. It's great.
Well, Chuck Palmer, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.